And while oil prices are down, corn prices have dropped even more. The U.S. Department of Agriculture announced today the corn crop is looking a lot healthier than it did just weeks ago. And that's despite catastrophic flooding across the Midwest earlier this summer. We sent Frank Morris from member station KCUR in Kansas City up to Iowa to take a look.
Driving up Highway 34 toward Creston, Iowa, in the southwest part of the state here, past row after row of tall, healthy, robust-looking corn standing up like a hairbrush for miles across these rolling hills. I'm going to check in with a farmer named Ron Dunphy. I spoke with him a couple of months ago. He had some kind of runty, pathetic-looking corn back then.
Good. Yourself? Good.
2 minutes later, we're walking through a thick forest of corn stalks, where just last June, there was nothing but big mud puddles and weeds.
Well, we're looking at corn here that it's about 2 feet over my head, and I'm 6 foot tall.
That's because after relentless rain and then flooding damaged or killed a lot of corn in Iowa, Wisconsin, Illinois, and Missouri, summer perked up and bathed these fields in near ideal conditions.
Very gratifying, but there's another issue, and that's what happened to the price of corn.
It tanked, down about a third from its record highs hit in June. Bruce Babcock at Iowa State University says there's never been a summer like this.
This is for sure unprecedented. We've never seen corn prices go as high, and then we've never seen a turnaround in the perception of how big a corn crop is going to be in any year.
The favorable weather and a more thorough survey pushed the harvest forecast up 5% over last month's prediction. Babcock says investors anticipated the gains, and it's eased pressure on the drum-tight corn market.
The market and the livestock feeders around the world, the ethanol industry, was just scared to death of a short corn crop.
David Anderson says cattle, hog, and chicken producers feed mainly corn. Anderson's a livestock economist at Texas A&M, and he says high corn prices this summer have crushed their profits.
Well, it really is a kind of a breath of good news there all of a sudden.
But corn is still trading at far more than twice the price it brought just 2 years ago. That's driving up everything from meat, milk, and eggs to other grains as farmers devote more acreage to corn. Meanwhile, ethanol devours an ever-growing portion of the crop. And Anderson says even a bumper crop this year won't push corn prices far down.
You know, this is the second largest corn crop on record, at least what's in this report, this August report. But we've also, we're using more than ever, and that's going to continue.
Back on Ron Dunphy's farm just outside Creston, Iowa, he smiles just a little at his healthy-looking field. But he's not about to bank on a good corn harvest before it's safely put into storage.
It's not in the bin. You can't sell what you can't put in the bin. So I'll just remain optimistic, keep my fingers crossed, and see what comes out.
Dunphy's worried about an early frost. He had to plant late, and some of his corn is behind schedule, so he'll need an extra week or two for it to mature. One strong September cold snap across the upper Midwest, and corn farmers would forfeit all the gains they've made this summer, and the price of corn would likely reach for the sky again. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris.